3 years late, Boeing's dream is coming true.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Thousands of workers will celebrate at Boeing's huge factory outside Seattle today as the company delivers its first 787 Dreamliner to Japan's biggest airline. The 787 is 3 years behind schedule, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, Boeing will have to sell a lot of these planes to break even.
Boeing's new Dreamliner was 8 years in the making, but it is a marvel of engineering, says aerospace analyst Wolfgang Demisch.
The airplane is the pioneer in aircraft technology. It is lighter and more efficient than anything currently available.
But all those advances in composite materials and aeronautics came at a price. Analysts estimate Boeing spent as much as $20 billion, several times what was predicted. Orders have been rolling in, more than 800 so far, but aerospace consultant Scott Hamilton says Boeing probably needs to sell 1,200 just to cover costs.
They'll get there. Of course, it takes a long time to deliver 1,200 airplanes, so you won't see actual profit on the airplane for the better part of a decade.
Boeing faces another challenge. It'll ultimately have to produce about 10 of these incredibly complicated airplanes every month just to keep the Dreamliner profitable. Right now, Boeing's cranking out just two a month. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Well, now to Washington, D.C., which is on the brink of shutting down yet again. The Senate will vote today on a short-term spending bill that's supposed to keep the government running through mid-November. But so far, Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on the terms. The current spat involves disaster relief funding, and if there's no agreement, the government could shut down by the end of the week. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us live to talk about this. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So this is turning into another one of these political back and forth stories in Washington. How concerned is Wall Street about a potential government shutdown?
Not too concerned at all. They've had a lot of Washington crying wolf this year with the debt ceiling showdown and with the elections coming. Obviously, things are at a very high pitch, and Wall Street knows that. So if there is a shutdown, it won't be a shock like we had with Lehman in 2008 or even anything close. In fact, I talked to John Canale. He's an investment strategist at LPL Financial, and I asked him what he's hearing on Wall Street. This is what he said.
If we do go to the last minute, and the government shuts down, it's not an issue for the market. It's more just another reason why the public doesn't trust Congress and doesn't have confidence in our government to get things done.
And I think that's a sentiment a lot of people can relate to. What Wall Street itself, the people who deal with money, are really concerned about is Europe. The Greek bailout is what is completely dominating their point of view and their focus.
Well, let's talk about Europe, Heidi, where the news this morning is that the European Central Bank may cut interest rates. So you're seeing what looks like a similar dynamic to the one we've got here, where the central bank is doing what it can, perhaps to make up for the inability of elected politicians to come to an agreement about what to do.
That's right, because what we've seen with elected politicians in these financial crises is that they like to hit the brakes long after the crash has already occurred. Unfortunately, that's not what people in the markets like to see. They want to see things happen in a calm and orderly way where they can have some measure of certainty. So with the Greek default, for instance, there's a chaotic way to do it, which is the current way, and there's an orderly way, and that's where people in the markets would like to see it go.
Well, quickly, Heidi, I mean, when it comes to that orderly way, as you say, could the Greek default really end up being, if that happens, could it end up being like Lehman, or is it really we've figured out what's going to happen and it can be planned for?
Well, we know what's going to happen, but it could be like Lehman, not because of Greece itself, but because with Greece go Italy and Spain, which are the far bigger economies with far more debt. So if Greece doesn't get its bailout, everyone who is behind Italy and Spain who owns their debt is going to panic. And then we could end up with a real Lehman-like event. But if we take care of Greece, which is fully within our power, that won't happen.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed overseas this morning. Asia down about 2% across the board. European markets are mostly higher this morning amid news that the CEO of the Swiss bank UBS has resigned following the bank's $2.3 billion loss from that so-called rogue trader. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow moved up 37 points but lost 737 for the week. It closed at 10,771.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
For more than a week, about 200 people have occupied a small green space in New York in the financial district called Zuccotti Park. They've been protesting for changes on Wall Street, though it's not exactly clear what kind of change they're looking for, as Stan Alcorn reports.
This past weekend, the activists calling themselves Occupy Wall Street hoped to lead a few thousand people on a march through Lower Manhattan. About 500 turned up, with nearly as many messages. Signs ranged from buy local to no such thing as too big to fail. Milo Gonzalez is one of the marchers.
There's too many issues here to represent that we can't have any one solid demand.
They've got plenty of slogans, though. There was a central theme running through the protest, that Wall Street is winning while the vast majority are losing. Ryan Burroughs drove from Pennsylvania to take part.
The wealth disparity in America is just ridiculous right now, and I'm just sick of it.
The march ended a couple miles north of Wall Street with scores of arrests. But organizers plan to continue occupying Zuccotti Park for the foreseeable future. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
And finally, the economic turmoil in Europe is enough to raise anyone's stress level. So perhaps it's no surprise that over the weekend, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's being treated for high blood pressure. Greece may not be to blame for this one, though. She says she's had this problem for 20 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Dynamic pricing. The practice is expanding now more than ever, and it applies to everything from DVD players to airline tickets.
You can see drops of $100, $200 over the course of a couple of days.
I'm Bob Moon. So when's it best to buy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.